Well, it is just 6 minutes to the top of the hour, and once again, time for the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And with me in the studio is once again the lovely Valencia Tembu and Eamon Dowling with a glorious bottle of Anura Sauvignon Blanc 2024, our Wine of the Week today. Welcome, folks.
Thanks, Dave. It's good. I didn't realize Valencia's changed her name now to
Makwaza.
Oh, it's Makwaza, not Tembu. That was the other beautiful lady. Makwaza. Sorry. I've had a long day. And it's going to get longer. I'm drinking wine.
Nothing wrong with that, Dave. It's always good to have a nice glass of wine around lunchtime.
Okay, well, let us do exactly that. Today's Wine of the Week, as I mentioned, is the Anura Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Eamon, what can you tell us about this selection?
Okay, Dave, different to last week's one. So I've sent a podcast to last week's farm, so they're not. We tasted their Chenin Blanc, so I said, okay, we'll give you a reprieve. You must come up and we'll have another tasting later on.
With the same wine?
With the same wine.
Okay, but I won't be here then.
But we're going to do a different vintage. We're going to do the different vintage, the 24 vintage. But today we're doing the Anura Sauvignon Blanc, the 2024, as I said, Dave. Nice entry level Sauvignon Blanc from the Western Cape. Lance being the winemaker there. But nice everyday Sauvignon Blanc. Nice citrus fig flavors in here. A little bit of flintiness as well. So I think you'll enjoy this one.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. If you recommend it, Eamon, of course, if you recommend it. Already the seed has been sown, you see.
Yes.
So psychologically, one is prepared. The soil is fertile, ready for the next crop.
I'm telling you, Dave, and we're Anura now. They do a whole selection. There's a big range of Anura wines out there, and they also do a premium selection under a black label with special release wines that they do.
So why don't they send us that? Then I'll definitely be ready.
Well, they've just discovered at the library, I was talking to Emil, who was with us last year on the radio, and they found quite a bit of older reds in the library.
Oh, really?
Mm, quite a few older reds. So I'm waiting on the list of those, plus the winemaker's got to taste them before they send them to us, because they're quite older vintages. And then my big concern is there is, as long as the winemaker tastes them and approves them, to say that they're still good to drink, I want the price to be the right price for our consumers here in Bellito.
That's why you run a good shop, Eamon. Mm. You know, the idea is you've got an enormous range, but also the pricing is good. It's fair.
On adding on that, when you ask why you're not getting like some other nice good wines from Anura, I've been in there in Anura wine farms. And I've got a chance to taste, it was Anura Petit Verdot.
The Petit Verdot.
Yes,
yeah.
Petit Verdot. And I definitely love that wine. I enjoyed it. And I make sure that I bring it for our Tops Lifestyle. And we do have it in our store. And it's selling very well.
But you don't bring it to Uncle Dave for a Wine of the Week. You bring
No, I'm definitely going to do that next time, because it's a very good wine. They do have very good wines.
We'll probably have to do two now, Dave, a red and a white going forward. But as Valencia said, she tasted that Petit Verdot when she was at the farm. And when she came back, she told me, and I said, okay, let's get it. We'll get it. That's the farm for it. So they sent it up specifically for us in Bellito. And it's, as Valencia said, it's going very, very well. But that's a red wine now.
Mm.
So we're still in the middle of summer. So between Sauvignon Blancs and Chardonnays and Chenins, Rosés, that's what we'll be tasting for the next month or so. Till we cool down a bit. But we might throw a couple of reds in the mix before then, but we'll wait and see.
So why not? Why not? Push the boat out.
That's what it's all about. And Dave, at the farm, if you ever go visit the farm, they've got a nice cheese factory on the farm as well. So when you go for tasting at the farm, the cheeses, what they make there, produce there, only sold at the farm, are absolutely delicious.
Ah.
And they complement all the wines that you get to taste.
Which is interesting, because I've read on several different forums that wine and cheese often it's considered a good pairing, but sometimes not. Because
it depends on the cheese, Dave. Yeah. I always say it depends on the cheese, and it depends on the wine that you're tasting.
That you are tasting, definitely.
Because you don't want to have too rich a creamy cheese, a soft cheese, to maybe go on with maybe a Chardonnay, an unwooded Chardonnay, or an unwooded, I won't go down that route, with Chenin Blanc. But it depends on the cheese. I like a nice mature cheese, and a hard cheese, as they say, and on a plain biscuit, not on a biscuit that's flavoured with, say, cracked black pepper or anything, because especially if you're tasting white wine, because it takes that taste away. Mm-hmm. So a very neutral cracker.
Just to clean your palate.
With cheese.
And then that's...
That's
food of the gods, as they say in the classics. There we go. Talking of which, let's get back to our wine of the week today, the Anura Sauvignon Blanc. Now, just while the bottle is being prepared and poured, I will give you an idea of what the winemakers suggest that one would find in the taste experience. A Sauvignon Blanc with mineral, grassy, green fig tones, combined with pineapple, lemon, and granadilla. Grapefruit as well is in the flavor. This is interesting. The wine has a fresh, crispy acidity, which is supported by well-rounded, juicy, refreshing palate, beautifully paired with canapés, salads, seafood, poultry, sushi, and fresh fruits. So, now that's what the tasting notes set you up to experience. Let us see. We're looking for green fig tones, a little pineapple, lemon, granadilla, grapefruit. Let's see. Mm. Oh, it smells gorgeous.
Doesn't it?
It really does. But there's a lot of minerality in the nose
In the nose as well, Dave, yes. Mm. But a pineapple is there. Mm. Mm. And then a lot of people say, how did they get that pineapple
now,
in there?
Now, this is lovely.
This is
very
probably what refreshing. We should have did last week, but how on ever.
Listen, last week you were saying it was lovely until I said I didn't like it. Then you agreed with me. Off mic.
I did say.
I'm throwing you under the bus.
No, but under this bus, one, everything under the is truck. There.
I think.
But all is forgiven, because this wine of the week today, our Anura Sauvignon Blanc 2024, it's enchanting is the word I would use. It is lovely. In that it is very generous with those flavors that I was describing earlier. I was concerned when I saw the first up at the top of the list, mineral, because mineral often is a synonym for bitter, dry, rather unpleasant. But some people love it, and this is nice what I would consider to be an exceptionally appealing minerality. It just gives it a little bit of a crisp, sharp edge that makes your palate almost in anticipation want to take another sip.
You have to take another sip, Dave, because it's that minerality, that little bit of acidity that's there at the back is just getting your...
It's stimulating.
You're stimulating your glands in the back of your throat to get more, to drink more.
I'm enjoying... the experience, and I consider that you would too if you're a white wine lover. The wine of the week today, the Anura Sauvignon Blanc, the 2024 varietal. Now, clearly, Sauvignon Blanc is a cultivar of grape, which we've discussed many times before, but it's clearly a very popular cultivar.
It's 2024 vintage.
And it was a good year, was it, last year?
Yes. Very good year.
We sell, especially in KZN, Sauvignon Blanc is probably number one white wine cellar in KZN. Oh. Everybody drinks Sauvignon Blanc.
Goes well with the weather.
Yes.
Whether it's winter, spring, summer, or autumn, we don't really get those four seasons here, but summer, basically in KZN, is basically summer all the way through, through. Our winters are not that cold, but this particular Sauvignon Blanc, ideal all the way through.
And what kind of price is it selling at?
Valencia?
That's a good price, of which is 109.99.
Wow. Wow, that is extremely well priced.
For a very good wine.
What I would consider to be it's lovely.
I can finish the hot bottle.
You know, with Valentine's Day
at the weekend,
literally around the corner tomorrow, you could really celebrate Valentine's Day on a very modest budget, because there's nothing wrong at all with this bottle of wine with maybe a little something. Now, what do they suggest? Well, here you go. Canapes, salads, seafood, poultry, sushi, fresh fruit. Mm. So you don't have to go mad. But imagine a lovely spread of fresh fruit, maybe a seafood, light seafood, and a seafood glass of wine. Wouldn't it be beautiful? Mm. Watching this.
But what I'm going to do tomorrow, because it's Valentine, I will make sure that by 12 to 2, each and every customer that coming in, I'll be doing a wine tasting for it.
So tomorrow, before they buy. So before the weekend.
No, that's Saturday and tomorrow.
But tomorrow is
tomorrow
Friday.
Friday.
So I'm saying before the weekend. You know,
make sure that everybody will taste before they buy. And they will definitely enjoy it.
So that is a lovely pre-Valentine. Well, it's a Valentine's Day gift from Valencia. She'll give you a taste of this. And you won't be able to leave without a bottle or maybe a case. But certainly a good idea and a lovely wine, and it's, I would say that it's a well presented price point, a really really comfortable drinking wine for anyone that enjoys a white wine, and even if you're not particularly partial to a white, I would suggest that you give this one a try, because I think it will tick the box and hit the mark. And well done for bringing it in and recovering our position from last week.
From last week, Dave. Yeah,
Top's wine of the week. And so tasting not only on Saturday and Sunday, but a special Valentine's Day tasting tomorrow from 12 to 2 gives you the opportunity to try before you buy. And don't forget their extended shopping hours now, running during the week till
8 o'clock.
Then. 8 in the evening, which makes it even more lovely. The weekends, the times are controlled a little bit by legislation, but we understand that. And this wine of the week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle, it is available there right now. Eamon Valencia, cheers, as we say in the classics, and till we meet again in a week's time for another Tops at Lifestyle wine of the week.